Blog Talk Radio.
And God bless all of you. This is Bernard Johnson. Welcome to the Blog Talk Radio program, which is being aired all over the world. We want to just try to get people all over the world to be a part of this new awakening. We're awakening people from the spiritual aspect in their lives. The wake-up call is from the give me approach to God, to the thank you. We believe that before you call him, if you will praise him, amen, he knows what you need already, and God will bless you. You can thank your way to a miracle. For eras and for centuries, people approach God just as kind of like a Santa Claus who would just do things for them whenever they would call. But we believe that you ought to thank him before he does things. Amen. Give him the praise like he deserves the praise. And let me tell you something. Praising God in advance expresses faith in him. Excuse me. It just exemplifies faith in God. And faith moves God. You know, when you have faith in him to believe him, even before he does it, that will cause God to move in your behalf. Oh, my God. I was looking at it a while ago. There are so many things that happen when you thank him. I believe that God is getting ready to move in such an auspicious way. And I believe that he's taking us back to the old church. See, in the old church, people used to thank him so many times. Seeking for the Holy Ghost. They start out with, say, thank you. And people would just, thank you. Just keep on thanking him. Thank you. And one would get on one side, and another one would get on the other side. Give up. Thank you. Give up. But it really got the job done. Many people lost focus of themselves and began to focus on the Lord. See, all that thank you for that old church, it did a lot for us. Yeah, it ushered in the presence of God. We start thanking him, you know, in the carnal, because most kids come to the altar just, they don't know anything about the spiritual. They just obey you. When you say thank you, they just say thank you. They don't know why. They try to figure it out why they're saying thank you. But after a while, it takes you from the, you might say, natural or carnal to the spiritual. And when you get into the spiritual, then you begin to understand why it's important to thank him like that. Then it focuses your mind on the spiritual. That's so important, to have your mind focused on the spiritual. It ushers in the presence of the Lord, too. That's what you want, the presence of the Lord to come upon you. See, a lot of people come to the altar, and they're not in the spirit. They're not having the presence of the Lord upon them at that present time. They're just saying thank you, just rhetoric. But if you thank him from your heart, after a while, the presence of the Lord comes in. And then it not only does that, but it's an example to others to influence them to thank God, too. Mm-hmm. Others hear you thanking God like that, then it makes them want to thank God like that. So God uses you as an example to others and causes them to thank God more. And then what it does, it positions you to receive a miracle from the Lord. Miracles are so very important in your life. It's something that God does that no man can do. So you want that miracle to happen in your life. And when you offer praise up unto God over and over again, it positions you to receive that miracle. I used to hear my old pastor say, a little thank you can take you to heaven, but a whole lot of thank yous can bring heaven to you. Decide which one you want. Do you want to thank him just a little bit and then maybe feel the presence of the Lord like you're in heaven? Or do you want to thank him a whole lot, just continuously, and have God to stop and his presence come in the room as if to say, What do you want? What are you thanking me for like that? What do you need me to do for you? Well, I'm of the persuasion that I want to thank you so much till he stops and comes down and says, Bernard, what do you need? What do you want me to do for you? He did it for Solomon. Yeah, Solomon did something for God so phenomenal that was a praise. It was a thank you unto God. It was so phenomenal. What was it? Well, he was building God a house. It was a praise unto God. And it was so phenomenal until God stopped what he was doing and came down and asked Solomon, Solomon, what do you want? Solomon said, I want wisdom for the people of God. And God said, not only wisdom, but I'm going to give you wealth. Wealth. Amen. So I'd rather thank him like that until he stops what he's doing to come down and says, Bernard, what do you need? I'm going to tell him, Lord, I want to make your name hot like it was when you were on the earth. And they say, Jesus is coming in town. And 5,000-10,000 people would show up, and they need you to heal them. Yeah, that's my desire. It's a wonderful desire. God put it on record, too. So anybody want to copy it, that's fine. But it's already on record up in heaven. God bless all of you tonight. What our format is that we begin to, we ask you to make a request known unto the Lord, which is scriptural, ask and shall be given, etc. You have not because you ask not. And then I come and I pray, and then after that, we begin to thank God. And I try to name about 100 things why you are thanking. So it gives us some substance. Why are you thanking God? Why are you thanking God? It gives it substance. And then about 10 minutes before we quit, the Lord gave us this also to add to the platform, that I ask you to stand and walk around your house thanking God as you thank him 1,000 times. Let the thank yous ring through every room, through every closet, through every bathroom, through every kitchen, through every living room, wherever. But all over your house, let the thank yous ring there. And then plead the blood of Jesus. Sometimes I don't understand why God has me to do certain things, but I know that everything that he has me to do, it turns out to be an ultra awesome blessing. He had me to thank him 1,000 times, and people all over the world now have begun to thank him 1,000 times. Yeah, he had me start this blog line where we're giving God, individually 1,000 thank yous. I didn't know it was going to turn out to be, but over 2 billion praises are going up to God every night now. And I think he's going to expand it to many more billion. I can name several other things that he's had me to do, but each one of them turned out to be a phenomenal blessing. Now he's got me to tell you to get up the last 10 minutes of the prayer and of the thank you time and walk through your house, praise him. I don't know, many of you, God may have already saved your life. Save you from rapists. Save you from murderers. You don't know what he's done for you. But if nothing bad about walking through your house thanking him. So I'd advise you to obey that and do it in the name of Jesus. No telling what the Lord will do for you. He may be putting an anointing on you through that will cause your daughter who may perhaps, or your son perhaps, who becomes deathly sick. But because you've been involved in this thank you, thank you, thank you, all over your house and all and gets on you, that anointing gets on you, and you go to the hospital and just lay hands on you go to the hospital and lay hands on them, and all of a sudden that son who was sick unto death, or that daughter who was sick unto death, boom, instantly healed. But it came from your obedience here on this blog line, that you thank them all through your house. Perhaps they brought your son to the house, or they bring him to your house. Bring your daughter to the house. And that anointing in the house causes that son or daughter to be healed. You don't know what God's doing. See, he sits high, he looks low, and our thoughts are not like his thoughts. His thoughts are so far above our thoughts. But I know one thing, he knows what he's doing. And he did speak to me. It wasn't the devil that spoke to me. I said, tell the people to get up every night, make it a part of your blog line, to walk around the house and thank God for what he's done, and then also plead the blood of Jesus. The devil didn't tell me to tell you to do that. It was not Satan. It was the Lord, Jehovah God, spoke to my heart and had you to start walking all over your house. And then the Lord said, have him to do it every night. And the devil said, oh, no, you don't need to do that. Who you think said that to me? Do you think God said, oh, no, you don't need to have them walk over the house every night? Who you think said to him, oh, no, you don't need to do that every night? Would that be God said, oh, no, you don't need to do that every night? Or would that be the Lord? Or would that be the devil, excuse me? I could see that would be Satan. He's a jealous fiend. He didn't want God to get praise. It originated up in heaven. He's trying to stop the praise in heaven, got kicked out, and now he's down here trying to stop the praise. So watch, learn to recognize the real voice of God. It was the Lord that said to me, make that a part of your platform. Every night, having to get up and walk over the house. It may have saved you from being robbed already. And most time, we don't even recognize when we get a miracle, especially if you have a miracle in your life, someone who's a miracle in your life, you don't even recognize it. But so you don't know what the Lord has already done for you, but I guarantee you he's done enough where you ought to thank him 1,000 times every night. Amen. All right, God bless you. I'm going to give you about 20, 25 seconds, even as I pray here, make your request known unto the Lord. Go ahead, and if you have a request, whatever your heart's desire is, just in your private time, you don't have to make it voiced over the prayer line here, over the blog line, but just make your request known unto the Lord, and then we'll start thanking God for it in advance. That's faith. Amen. We're going to thank him for what he's going to do. Amen. Do it right now as I begin to just praise him in a low tone. Father, thank you. 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 We bless your holy name. We give you the praise and all the adoration for what you've done, for what you're doing. God, I'm asking you to look on these precious, precious people. Many help come to join us, help us thank you. But look on everyone. Look on every request made. And I'm asking you in Jesus' name to have mercy and have compassion on these precious people and grant their heart's desire. In Jesus' name I pray. Look on mine, Lord, and grant it. I'm asking you to bring it past very soon in the name of Jesus, because we want to get busy doing a special, special work for thee. And we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Thank you for the convention coming up June the 11th through the 14th. In Little Rock, right outside of Little Rock, Arkansas, in Jacksonville, Arkansas. Thank you for blessing in an ultra awesome way. Now, thank you, thank you, thank you for everything you're going to do. We give you the praise and adoration. Thank God. If your line is open, we've selected just a few. If your line is open, why don't you help us thank the Lord in advance for what he's going to do for all of these precious people. Heavenly Father, oh God, praise check. We thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We give you all the glory and all the adoration, Lord, for what you have done already. You've been so multitudinous. Lord, you've blessed in so many numerous ways. Oh God, we praise you. Oh God, we give you the glory. Oh God, we give you the adoration, and we just love you and praise you and thank you for everything that you're doing and everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name, oh God, thank you for these who are on the block line who come to help us give you praise. And as we open up their lines, God, let them open up their voices and give you praise and adoration. We love you. God, thank you for what you did yesterday and the day before that and the day before that and the week before that and the week before that and the month before that and the months before that, even all last year, all the blessings that have come forth. We do praise you and we give you all the adoration. Glory, 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 glory. Thank you. and others are joining us now. We just praise you for it, Lord. Huh? Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Come on, help us thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you, thank you.
Thank you,
thank you. Thank you.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord. Thank you, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank you for all your help, God. Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, hallelujah, 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 thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
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 Thank you. Thank you for turning things around.
Thank you,
Master
God. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord,
thank you, Lord,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, Jesus. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Thank you for your presence in the room.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank
you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank
you, thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you, thank you, thank you,
thank
you,
thank you,
thank
you,
thank you, thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
thank you,
Thank you, Lord.
And they'll answer, he's all right, and they're clapping just like they did in the old school. See, they never learned these things, never learned them, unless we had that old school, new school. I don't mind you born that, that's fine, take it. And listen to your people. So old school, new school. We want to get that from young people all over the world. Old school, new, teaching the songs of the old church. Because some of these new songs ain't got no anointing, nowhere. So you want to get things with anointing to your young people. And it's a blessing to them. Amen. If you want to say, I heard this from Dr. Bernard Johnson, that's what we call giving honor and things like that. And that's a good thing because we're so excellent. I hope you can hear me. Somebody is sleeping on the prayer line. Amen. But I hope you can hear me. Amen. But that's one of the things that we learn in our school many times is that it's not good to take things and make like you're the originator of them or it came from you. That's not a good thing. They take you out of school and expel you for that kind of thing because all you have to do, well, I got it from the Bible now. You want to fault me, I got it from the Word of God. How do you figure that? Well, you stand up in church and you'll say, from the words of Jesus. I mean, you don't do that to Jesus. You stand up in church and say, I heard Paul say. See that's proper to do that. But yet, you want to take everything from somebody else and say, make like it's your own. Don't do that to the Bible and don't do that to anybody else. It's not a good thing at all. Give honor to where you are being blessed. Give honor. The Bible says he that yield well is worthy of double honor. Amen. Amen. And if you know you're asleep and you woke up right now, put your line on mute because that means you're still sleepy probably. And you're going to slip back into that same thing. All right. But may the Lord bless you real good here tonight. We love you and thank God for you. We're just trying to help you. Amen. Those type things when you take things and make like it's your own. You won't be blessed for that. Let me just tell you what happened here, and I don't say this boastfully, but I had a young man, one of my sons in the gospel, one of my spiritual sons. Amen. He decided that he wanted to be like a person, and he would always follow that person. Yeah. Then what happened? He would always follow that person. Amen. People made fun of him, called him a clone, but he followed that person. And that person got a doctorate degree. So quite naturally, he would do everything that the person did. He wanted to be like him. And he got that. And it led for him to follow that person and give him all of his props and everything else. It led him to being a doctor at one of the largest and most profound universities in the world. KU. Amen. But he wasn't ashamed to admit that he had followed somebody. And because of it, he excelled all of his people around him. Yeah, he excelled them. They're not doctors, but he is an authentic PhD now. So it's a good thing to try to not steal from people, but it's a good thing to give honor where honor is due. God bless you. We love you. Hopefully we help you. People who love you come to help you. They don't come to destroy you, but they want to help you. I'm sharing things with you that cost me a lot of money. A lot of money to go get a PhD and stuff like that. It costs money to do all that. Amen. But I'm sharing things with you that I learned in class. And you don't have to pay nothing for it, but all you have to do is just open up and receive it. I've learned one thing. You cannot help people who will not receive stuff. If they don't want to receive it, you can't help them. You can talk to your blue in the face, but if they don't want it, they'll never receive it. They'll never be helped. All right? God bless you. Now, I found who that was making all that noise online, Snowden. And I muted your line. I know who you are. I want to ask you next time you get on the line, if you feel that proclivity, mute your line right away. If you feel like you're slipping in that, mute your line right away, because I don't want to embarrass you. I don't want to be embarrassed. Don't want you embarrassed. And don't want to embarrass me. God bless you. We love you. May you have a wonderful night, and may the Lord be with you real good. Oh, my God. We've had a great, great night as we walk through the house. Thank you, God. My grandchildren were with me. It's just an exhilarating feeling. Yeah, exhilarating. Amen. The Lord bless you. I hope you got that same blessing, or we'll get it in the days to come. All right? Whatever you're going through, just remember that God is going to fix it for you. And it's going to be all right. I got a feeling that everything is going to be all right. Have a wonderful night. God bless you.
God bless you.
Did I hear someone trying to say something? All right, y'all have a wonderful night. Father, in the name of Jesus, bless them in the city, bless them in the field, bless them with great health, and bless them with great strength. Bless God. In Jesus' mighty name we pray. And thank you for everything that you've done and everything that you're going to do. In Jesus' mighty name. Thank God. Amen. Have a wonderful night. Thank you. Have a wonderful night.